Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. I want to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. Inside the Huddle, don't forget, we've got a couple games for you today. Clinton Prairie Fountain Central Girls sectional game scheduled for last night, postponed until 3 o'clock today. We'll have that for you here on WILO. Also, Clinton Prairie at Rossville Boys in action at 7:30 tonight. Both games can be heard right here on WILO with Don and Carl. This morning we have Don Stock and Jamie Black in the studio for more sports coverage. And we have a Freight for Coach on line one here, folks.
Hey, Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Boy, I tell you, this is like the season from heck right now, isn't it? I mean, you can just never can get anything going on a consistent pace at all.
Yeah, it's been interesting for us, for sure. I think probably for everyone. You know, we kind of said, I think, the moment that all the just kind of sickness kind of came up against us, January-ish, that, like, we were so fortunate last year. I think we had one close contact, and that was A-Rod, and that was just a couple, like, I think maybe one game that he missed. So we were really fortunate when it hit a lot of people last year, and now this year it seems like I think we've had one game where we've had our full roster, whether it be sickness or some sort of suspension or now weather. Like, it's just, it's crazy, just the way that it's disrupted not only games but practices as well.
So let's talk a little bit about with the weather coming in. When school gets canceled, are the hot dogs able to still practice if everybody can get into the gym?
Yeah, you know, we were able to practice Wednesday, but we haven't practiced since Wednesday. So that's been kind of a frustrating thing for us because I think, you know, I think coaches always kind of look at it through kind of a critical lens. And, you know, I feel like all year we've just struggled to kind of string good practices together. And I think the last 2 weeks, this is the best we've practiced all year. So I think, you know, it's frustrating just because I feel like it's kind of halted some of our momentum. But at the same time, I mean, this is one of those uncontrollable things that you can't really do much about.
So you've got, if I'm not mistaken, you don't play now until like February 11th. You play North Montgomery, a conference game. And you still have several conference games lined up, so you're going to make a play in who can pull this bad boy out in the Sagamore Conference and who can't.
Yeah, you know, right now I think we still, you know, for as much as we really aren't pleased at all with the way that we started the year and really have played up to this point, you know, I think, kind of like I said, I think we're practicing far better. We're getting everyone back, and, you know, we haven't finished real well in Sagamore in the last couple of years. So, you know, we've got a chance to, if we can pull some things together, to still get up as high as third, which, considering the past few years that we've had, you know, that would be a pretty good finish for us. I think, you know, we still got a month left. We've got a lot of games and not many practices, but like I said, if we can keep trending in the right direction, you know, we've always kind of said, you know, it's about what you do in March. And I think we're on pace to be playing our best basketball in March if we can continue to do things that we currently are.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your bench, not your starters today. Let's talk about your bench. Give those kids an opportunity to get their name on the radio. And the first guy I want to talk about is Josh Meeks.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you, the Lebanon ball game, You put him in there on that Terrell kid, that monster, and he did a bang up job in there. I mean, he was physical. He did a yeoman's job against the big boys down low.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because basketball can be tough because you only get to play five at a time. But the reality is, like, Josh right now is playing at the level of a starter, and who knows, I mean, he has started the last couple games, so, I mean, he's playing that well. He's playing well offensively and defensively, and I think, you know, with Josh, like, that's one of the huge ones, you know, like, when we talk about, you know, like, we just haven't had our whole team yet. I mean, Josh has only played a handful of games here, and he's playing really well. He's scoring it, he's guarding. You know, and as much as you may think size is an issue, because he is small, he plays so much bigger. He rebounds, he guards, he can defend the post. So when we're switching all this stuff, he really can help us out in a lot of ways that maybe some guys can't. But I think, you know, he's upped our offensive rebound rate. He's able to get down deep, and his footwork is so good. He's able to finish around the basket. So he's doing a lot of things that have really helped us kind of improve our performance since he's been back with us.
Let's talk about Eli Oldham. He's your three baller. He's got that outside shot going, and plays I'd say okay in underneath the basket.
Yeah, you know, Eli's one that, you know, I think, you know, when you look at our kids, like, you know, he's probably easily the most dependable kid that we have. Extremely high character. You know, once he leaves Frankfort High School, he's going to go on and do something really big and do something really positive for the world. But, you know, like right now, as far as a basketball player, you know, the one big deficiency that Eli Oldham has is his foot speed. But I think through it all, you know, we've seen just massive amounts of.
We may have lost him here.
None. Yeah, I think so. I don't see the light on the phone there.
We'll see if he gave him a chance for it to call back.
See if he calls back.
But he was talking about earlier, they took a big layoff there. They were off for almost 3 weeks around Christmas time, from 22nd December to the 14th of January, and they won both of those games back-to-back. So then they're going to come back this week and play 8 ball games in the next 15 days to finish up the season. That's quite a bit for a high school basketball team.
Yeah, you've got that spread, though. They didn't play. They played West Lafayette last Saturday, and then they're not going to play again until the 11th of November. That's a massive break in a season when this is the time you want to be playing to get yourself into a mode coming down the home stretch.
Yeah, and we talk about some of those teams coming up here. I think next Friday night here, the 11th, they play at North Montgomery, a 2-14 ball club, very winnable for the Hot Dogs,
right?
You know, to get them back to 7-8. And then the next night, they're home to Hamilton Heights. Pretty good ball club from the Hoosier Conference, but very winnable for the Hot Dogs on their home floor because they're always tough to play in Case Arena.
Yeah, I totally agree. I talked to him, talked to Coach earlier, and I even talked to Coach Dunn from Rossville and said, you know, what's it like playing in a small gym and then playing at Frankfort when it's wide open? And both coaches say they think that it makes that both teams well coming into Everett Case because it's a shooter's gym, and we're you know, they're in pretty good shape.
Another ball game coming up for them is February 15th at Carroll. It's a Tuesday night. I'm kind of interested in that to see how Carroll can handle the Strode kid. I was at that Lebanon game, and you know, Strode was taken to Terrell. I mean, Terrell's a massive body that's going to go play Division I football. There's no doubt about it on the line. But Terrell and him were battling, and Strode went right at him, and I liked it.
I totally agree. I thought he manned up really well against Terrell. After the ball game, I went up to Terrell and I said, "Do they make any Terrell small?" And his father, I guess it was his father, it's a relative, the Terrell that played for the Hawks.
Is his uncle, I think.
His uncle?
Yeah.
And he said, no, they don't, not at all. And I said, man, am I glad. You know, I videotaped for the Hot Dogs for 15 years, and the first part of that was Terrell playing football. And I said, I got so tired of watching you whipping us. So it was good for him to be gone. So
I think we're getting him back here real quick.
Okay. Coach?
Yep, I'm back.
Welcome back.
Well, we filled in for a minute, Coach. We were talking about you guys playing 8 ball games in the next 15 days. Coming up here, a good matchup next week at Carroll. We're interested to see how Carroll can handle Strode on the inside. We talked a little bit about him against Lebanon going at the Terrell boy, and really played well that night, I thought, in that first half.
Yeah, you know, Carroll's obviously having a really good year. And, you know, they've got just so much skill, especially on the perimeter. And the crazy thing, I don't know if they even have a senior on the roster, and if they do, it's only like maybe one. So, I mean, they're going to have some sustained success here. But, yeah, you know, Jace is a matchup problem for a lot of people, and I think for him it's just trying to continue to get him to understand what he's truly capable of, because I do think that there might be a level of contentment within Jace where, conversely, you know, we just want him to see, like, how good can you really be? So, you know, obviously for him, like when we've got him on the inside and when they lack that, he's going to be a major part of our offensive attack. But, you know, any time that you have that, then there's the flip side of, you know, who's he going to guard? So while there's just massive, like a massive advantage on one end, there may be a disadvantage at the other with him having to guard maybe someone a little bit faster than him. But, yeah, you know, like we've got some really good games coming up and games that I think are going to be highly competitive. But I think the biggest thing as a coach that you worry about is now when you're turning around so fast is the prep time is taken down so much less. So we're not going to have as much time to prepare. But at the same time, I think I saw like our next practice is going to be like number 66 or something like that. When you practice 66 times, like, I think you're ready to turn around and just play.
Yeah, so, I think sometimes the kids just get in a rhythm of just playing basketball games, and you can just, you know, go from game to game, and I think that might be a plus.
I agree with you.
Getting down, you guys are going to host that sectional 25 for 3A basketball. You got Crawfordsville 12-4 right now, Danville 13-3, and Tri-West 7-6. But if anything I know about the hot dogs and living in Clinton County for all my life for 50 years, it's tough to play in Case Arena, so you can throw all them records right out.
Yeah, and I think we've seen that the last couple of years. You know, 2 years ago when we were able to upset Greencastle at their place, and then last year to see the run that we were able to put on. You know, I do think that playing all these games in a short time span, I think it does help, because I think that it enables us to kind of get into a little bit of a rhythm. And we've kind of seen that we have been playing our best basketball in March the last couple of years. So, the catch is going to be, you know, we're going to play some really good teams here coming up. You know, we've got Hamilton Heights next Saturday night. We've got Danville coming up. You know, there's just some really quality opponents. We've got Tipton still left. We've got
Westfield coming up on the 22nd, not a 4A ball club. So that would be a step up in play for you for sure, right?
Yeah, but that game's been removed.
Oh, it has? Okay.
Danville game.
Okay.
Yeah, that's been the tough part about this storm was, you know, there couldn't be any worse opponent to have to reschedule against because Danville and our schedule could not have been any opposite. So when we play, they don't, and when they play, we don't. So there's just not very many dates on the schedule.
And that's if we don't get any more snow.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to see. We're going to see if we can kind of continue the trend that we've been on. And I just think one of the biggest things that has allowed us to be successful is, you know, last year we had Jason Tsai, but then we also had guys that were just shooting and making shots on the perimeter in the past several years. Like, we've shot 38 and 39% from three the last couple of years. And this year we're shooting 29, and that's a big, big drop-off, especially when I think that we still have the same type caliber of shooters. So I think, you know, as we diagnose that, I think we find that it's more about the type of shots that we're taking this year. I think we're not being as patient, and we're taking some quick ones in transition, too many off the dribble. And of late, we've really tried to weed those out to where we're just really, really increasing our efficiency because we're taking step-in shots rather than quick or wild shots. So, I don't know. We're going to see where this goes, but we're excited to hopefully be able to get back in the gym on Monday.
Well, it's nice talking with you this morning, Coach. We'll try to get you on in a few weeks if we can. Your schedule's pretty busy playing all these ball games, but looking forward to see what the Hot Dogs do down the stretch. I think Don's got one more comment.
Yeah, we're going to grab you when you go up to Carroll. We'll be broadcasting that basketball game. Looking forward to that. As you know, I enjoy blue and white, and there'll be plenty of blue and white that night.
Absolutely. Let's just hope the right blue and white ends up on top.
There we go. I'm with you all the way on that, Coach.